This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The opportunities like this that you get in a lifetime. This is a very young season right now. A lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you
live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Welcome to The Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Today is Tuesday, May the 4th. Holy smokes, it is Star Wars Day. Woohoo! I just realized that in the moment. Brandon, may the 4th be with you. Charlie, may the 4th be with you. Chance, may the 4th be with you as well.
Let's ride.
Star Wars Day, baby, that's cool.
You just now realized it?
It's only 10:06. I only woke up at about 8:30, so yeah.
I feel like I just realized it, too, when he said May the 4th.
I feel like a lot of people just realized it.
How do you not know the date? Why do you wake up and not know the date?
Hey, easy, guy.
Whoa.
Easy, guy.
Do you not look at Twitter before the show? Like, I feel like it's been all over
Twitter. Yeah, it's all over everything.
I hate Star Wars Day.
It has not been over been on ESPN, or I guess the places I was show prepping this morning. Happy Star Wars Day to everybody. That's fun. That's a good day. Today's a good day. Hey, hopefully you out there, you're having a good day. Thanks for tuning into our show this morning. No matter where you are or how you're listening, we always appreciate you. My name is Rick Butler. Joined to my left, that is Brandon Orrick. Joined to my right, that is Charlie Collier. And, of course, the one and only Chance Collins back in studio. Good morning to everybody. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good.
Tremendous.
May the 4th be with you.
Thank you.
I don't know if he really meant it. A little sarcasm there.
A little bit. We'll let it slide.
May the 4th be with you, Brandon.
Thanks.
And also you, Charlie.
Charlie doesn't appreciate
it. I don't care.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, I think so.
He's just not speaking into it.
Am I not?
No, you weren't at first.
You can angle it.
There you go.
There you go.
I was like, I don't know if it's on or not, or if he's just away from it.
I just don't really care about Star Wars, but I appreciate the sentiment.
No, you don't.
I mean, you could just say, I don't know, move on and, like, pretend that I did. And it's manners. I don't know.
You just don't like fun stuff.
I don't know why. I don't like Star Wars.
You don't like fun things.
I actually saw that there was a kind of a superhero night last night in the NBA.
Weird.
I know that a lot of times they'll do some of these crossovers, but maybe you would have also expected that to be a Star Wars crossover if it's still Disney and everything, but... I don't know. That's fun today. Maybe we'll try to find a way to work that into the show later on today. But gentlemen, it's a good morning. It is a rainy morning.
Yeah.
Major storms outside right now.
Did you guys wake up for the thunderstorm in the middle of the night?
Yes, I did.
It was wicked.
How late?
I mean, I guess it was about 2-3. It started.
Yeah. We lost
maybe
power.
Four.
We lost power at like 4 o'clock a.m. And when it came back on... You know, we have the smart bulbs, right? So they can all use the Alexa system or whatever. So when the power comes back on, all the lights in the house turn on at once. So I have like all my lights turn on in my room. The living room is lit up like a Christmas tree. 4 o'clock in the morning. So that was a little bit of a pain in the butt this morning.
Yeah, I thought it was
but got through.
It was very trippy.
Like, so
it was bright outside. The lightning.
Yeah,
it was cool.
A lot of lightning.
Man, it was a fun storm. It, like, legitimately, I didn't enjoy waking up, but it was kind of nice to sit there just in the dark. And God, I love a good thunderstorm. So
mad I missed it.
Well, you'll get more opportunities. They're still coming later today.
Don't get many good thunderstorms.
This was a good one.
Like, yeah. I love it.
Like, when it wakes me up in the middle of the night, and then I'm like, watching it, and it's just illuminating the sky.
I like to open my blinds all the way up and just sit there with like
dog was going crazy.
Watch the window with like some music playing.
Yeah, man, it was wild. There's even places around here in, I guess, more central Tennessee, I believe, that are in tornado warnings right now.
Yeah.
Wild. So everybody stay safe out there. There's going to be a ton of rain coming up today. I don't know, just looking at here in Knoxville, you got rain coming up until, oh man, basically all night. You might get a little bit of a break right there in the afternoon around 4 to 6, but just a lot of rain coming up here in East Tennessee. Stay dry, stay safe. But guys, we got a ton of stuff to get into today. Today is a massive day for the news world. Yesterday, Tennessee lands their linebacker. Lands one of the elusive transfer players that they've been trying to get here to Tennessee. And we have heard a little bit of rumors, I think, throughout the weekend. And obviously, we spoke about here yesterday on the show. Are you taking this as a, you know, as a locked-in commitment? How are you kind of viewing this? Well, luckily, we don't need to speculate any longer. It is official. Juwan Mitchell, the former linebacker of Texas, is on his way to Tennessee. He will be a Vol next season. Massive, massive win for Josh Heupel and company.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday before he had actually committed that we were feeling pretty good, that he was almost a lock. And then just a few hours later, he announces his decision. But yeah, it's a big win, probably the biggest get of the offseason, and it comes at a position of need. So.
Yeah.
Big win.
Yeah, you can say that again. Certainly a position of need. We'll kind of get a look at the defense and what Juwan Mitchell might be able to add to it coming up a little bit later on in the show when we get to our Tennessee football news. As well, though, Chance, you got to attend a nice Major League Baseball game over the weekend, did you not?
Yeah, I did. It was a good time. I saw the Reds play the Cubs. Unfortunately, the game that I went to, they lost in the last inning. It was a good one. It was a lot of fun, though. But they did take 2 out of 3 over the weekend.
Very
they had,
nice.
Like, an amazing Sunday game that I wish I was on the way out, had lunch before I left, you know, the game had started. 10 home runs in that game, extra innings.
Golly.
It was actually a MLB history moment. It was the most home runs hit collectively at Great American Ballpark.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a nice game on Sunday. I mean, a lot of offense, but the game I saw was kind of a pitching duel at first, and then I also got to see my first bench clearing.
So that's what we were trying to figure out yesterday on the show. We were like, all right, well, Chance got to see something that now, every sports fan dreams of seeing.
Yeah.
But we were trying to figure it out, and it looked like, you know, none of us got to watch it live, but it looked like from us it was just a pitcher got pretty jacked up after
Amir Garrett.
Yeah.
Amir Garrett, he likes to talk a lot of stuff. He's been into it with other players. He's like one of those pitchers. If he gets very amped up, talks a lot of trash to the other team. So he strikes out Rizzo and then just starts mouthing to the Cubs dugout. I mean, like, like nothing like provoked him, but he struck him out and he just let them have it, and he just kept going. Then the benches cleared. No punches were thrown or anything like that, but it was the first time I was ever at a baseball game and actually saw benches clearing. So that was a lot of fun.
Man, there's been a lot of controversial moments in the last week. Brandon, your team had like 2 in a day that made big news.
We suck.
Y'all kind of do.
We fired our hitting coach and our assistant hitting coach last night.
I mean, your pitching's great. Where's the offense?
Also, last night there was we were trying to make a comeback against the Cardinals in the 9th.
Yeah.
And the power goes out.
Oh, that was awesome.
At Bush Stadium.
Yeah. How did I miss this?
Yeah, at Bush Stadium.
What?
The Nationals right now at 12-12 are in solo first place. That's how bad we all suck right now in the NL East.
Yeah. It's NL East is pretty bad.
I'm going to say it right now. Fire Luis Rojas.
Bring back Carlos Beltran.
Yeah. Yes.
Bring back Carlos Beltran.
Hey, Brandon,
they should have done what the Red Sox did.
Brandon, we need to find like a Braves fan, a Marlins fan, and a Phillies fan, and we need to start the narrative now that just like the Big Ten was able to do for basketball, that we're not bad, we're all just really good and beating up on each other.
Okay. Well, we can get Logan.
No.
I know a Marlins fan.
That can be our Braves fan.
Nice, nice.
I don't know if we can find a Phillies fan.
I don't know if I want to find a Phillies fan.
Yeah, your Mets should have just did what the Red Sox did, you know. Let old boy sit out a year, bring him back the next year. Should have kept old Beltran.
Not a good start for the Metropolitans. I see here that Lindor has not been too hot this season, hitting a measly 163. Mm. Hey, why haven't you used your powers yet? Your team isn't doing very good. You're in a little bit of a slump. You're not where you want to be. Why haven't you used your powers?
I need a shirt.
It's not my responsibility. Okay. We got to get you a shirt, though.
Definitely got to get you a shirt so your team can turn around.
If you liked your team and you knew that you had powers, you would put a little bit more effort in.
Oh.
Maybe just get a Brave shirt.
Give me a Cardinal shirt. I'll wear it today.
All right. I don't know where to get one.
Yeah, just, okay.
But
I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have one.
I hate the Cardinals. I did not know your Metropolitans fired their hitting coach. That's good.
We did it in the wee hours of the night.
So now you got DeGrom.
A little night dump.
The headline on ESPN is, New York Mets struggling to score, fire hitting coaches.
They have great pitching. They don't have any run support.
Yeah, there's the lock of the day is betting the under 6.5.
Yeah, when the Mets.
Because DeGrom is on the mound.
Yeah, he's not going to get any run support.
Hey, speaking of betting, you know, I was researching just a little bit of the NFL draft last night and stumbled across a couple of really interesting kind of odds-based stories with the NFL. For instance, I'll give you one of them right now. Out of all 32 NFL teams, only one team has had their win-loss total go up since last Wednesday, right before the draft. Can you name that team?
One more time.
Only one team since last Wednesday has had their win-loss projection in the NFL go up. Everybody else pretty much stayed the same throughout the draft. But who was the one team that, according to Vegas, improved their win-loss through the draft?
The Jags.
See, I know that's the expected answer, but in this scenario, again, they were expected to already have Trevor Lawrence. Not the Dolphins, not the Chargers.
The Bears.
That is correct.
Justin
the
Fields.
Bears. The Bears are the only team who were, you know, basically, I guess, via non-expected draft picks, did actually increase their win-loss total. So that is just kind of the tip of the iceberg. Got a bunch of kind of odd stories in regards to the NFL. A lot of Aaron Rodgers stuff. Aaron Rodgers rumors are already affecting the, you know, basically the 2021 season champion before he even does anything. It is wild how much these odds are already moving. For instance, you have Denver. Denver started out around, 75-1? And I believe right now, you can bet on the Denver Broncos to win the Super Bowl at 25-1. Vegas got to protect themselves. Got to protect themselves in case Rodgers goes there. But Chance, we heard a lot about Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Want to get your opinion on that today. Gentlemen, so much stuff to get into today. Also, baseball series coming up next, or at the end of the week. No midweek series game this week, so a little bit of a nice break for Tony Vitello and the boys, but they'll be right back on the field against Missouri coming up this weekend. We'll get you ready for that game. We'll get you ready for the little SEC baseball coming up today. Guys, it's going to be fun. Going to be fun. Charlie, did I miss anything before we hit this break?
Oh, no, I was just showing you I had odds for Aaron Rodgers where he would play.
Hey, we'll hit those coming up today.
What's
cannot wait. All right, here we go, back here on The Blitz, 1021 AM. Gentlemen, we are rolling along with the show right now, 865-546-8200. That is your number to call in. Just previewed a lot of great stuff coming up today. So, hey, let's jump into it. Talking yesterday, the big news coming out of Knoxville, Juwan Mitchell makes it official that he'll be transferring to Tennessee from Texas last season. During last season, started 8 out of the 10 games for Texas, led the team in tackles, not too bad, I would say, against a pretty offense-heavy Big 12 conference. Also, he was a guy who attended the spring game. So he got to see a little firsthand, about what things were going to be like. And obviously, he liked what he saw. Brendan, do you like what you see about this defense heading into next year, specifically at the linebacker spot? You're expecting what, Mitchell and Banks?
Well, do I like it? No. No. There's some room for improvement.
Okay.
Adding Juwan Mitchell, I think helps. But I still think that there's some work that needs to be done. I still think, like we were talking about yesterday, I think you still have to add any and all players that you can for that defense. So do I like where they're at? No, not really.
Okay.
But it's taking a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think I really like what you said about how there's room for improvement. Now, maybe I'm riding a little bit of a high right now off the back of the spring game still, but I'm okay with our defense. I think it's all right. And I still very much don't think that we have a large depth room, I guess, for lack of a better word, behind it. But as far as the first team goes, I think it's all right. Not great by any means, but I don't think it's horrible by any means. And I do think that adding Juwan Mitchell is such a necessary piece to at least just accomplish anything this year, right? You really needed a guy in the middle of the field right there. And, I mean, he said it himself. He wants to be the quarterback of the defense. And that's a guy that you look at and you can be pretty impressed by.
He can be our Nick Bolton.
Who?
He can be our own Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton, the linebacker from Missouri last year that was stuck on a terrible defense but racked up tackles and cleaned everything up and kind of kept them in games. He can just be our version of that.
Sure. I mean, we're going to need him to, right? You got a guy like this, a linebacker who led a Big 12 team in tackles, a good Big 12 team. Got to expect that this guy is certainly a highly talented player who can fly around the field. So Tennessee is going to be asking him to do a lot, and I imagine they will.
And he had his best games, too, in the biggest games for Texas last year. When they were playing ranked opponents is when he was racking up the most tackles, which I guess you could also just say that's because when they were playing ranked teams, they probably had the ball more often. But I don't know. Either way, it's good to see him having higher totals against better competition.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about the recruiting aspect of, right, what brings these kids to Tennessee. We know that there's not a lot going for Tennessee right now. And Tennessee by no means, you know, is able to promise Juwan Mitchell an SEC championship spot next year or anything like that. But I do think what Tennessee is able to offer is exactly what Juwan Mitchell talked about yesterday with VolQuest in an interview. He said this, quote, to be able to come in and just be the quarterback of the defense was attractive. Just make sure everyone from the front to the back is going to the ball. I'm definitely going to bring the underdog mentality, especially to my unit. You're going to have to go through us to beat us. I like that. He's putting a lot of responsibility on that linebacker core. He did speak well about pairing up with Jeremy Banks. But then the kind of last thing I got from this interview that I thought was really interesting. You know, we saw a lot of foreign players come back for the spring game. Old players, new players. Dobbs, Kamara, some of the linemen.
But I feel like that's not... I feel like that's pretty common.
Sure. Now, I did too. Because especially we, going through all these spring practices, and we know that Tennessee does bring back the former great players a lot. But you got to think that, man, even though that's something that we see a lot and something that we're very familiar with, that stood out to somebody like Juwan Mitchell. He specifically talked about in his interview about how Alvin Kamara being there, just the fact that Alvin Kamara would come back despite Tennessee not having a whole lot of success over the last couple of recent years, that spoke out to him greatly. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I will say that I don't think Pruitt did a great job creating, you know, an environment that was super welcoming to former players, especially ones that weren't his. But I appreciate the effort that Heupel's making to try to, you know, make this program feel like home to everybody that's ever played here because, I mean, it is their home. It is something that they're a part of that they will forever be ingrained in. So he's made efforts on that front, and I think, you know, that can give your program some positive momentum.
So, Charlie, let me ask you this. Is the linebacker position still the weakest on the defense?
No. I would say the defensive line is the weakest by far.
Did you have that thought before the addition of Juwan Mitchell?
Yes, I think I did. You know, I thought there's at least some, like, you know, there's some athleticism with some of the guys that we had at linebacker, with Banks, with Morvin Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could run around, make some plays.
Oh, who was the other guy, too? Garland. Yeah, was Kawase, it Garland?
Garland.
Yeah, he was said to have a good practice.
But the reason I was worried about our linebacker is partially is because of the defensive line. Because, I mean, those two have to really work together. The linebackers are very reliant on those defensive linemen to get their hands on the guards and prevent those guards from working up to the linebackers quickly to give them space to be able to run through and shoot gaps and make tackles. So if you don't have a good defensive line and those linemen are getting up to your linebackers, that's when you're going to have issues. That was why, personally, I was pretty surprised that he decided to commit here, because I thought he was going to look at the defensive line and think, I don't want to spend a 12-game season, you know, having to worry about these guys being able to get up to me pretty easily.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you're so right about how those two positions, they work in such tandem, right? And absolutely, it's such a huge job, and especially let's talk about the run game of the defensive line, just to slow the running back down, I think is even at that line just so critical to trying to stop that play. Look, we know that teams are going to be anticipating playing Tennessee when their offense is on the field. Got to do anything you can to slow them down. Juwan Mitchell is a good start. Caleb Tremblay is a good start. But like Brand said, I don't think the work should be done. I think that there is still room to improve. There's still room to add. And essentially, depth is going to be an issue of conversation all season. But it's a good start. It's a great start, honestly. You got the guy who led Texas in tackles last year. There's also, and I got to find the name real quick. Charlie, I saw yesterday that the top FCS linebacker has entered the transfer portal. I got to...
You know, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you who that is either.
It's not a name that I am familiar with. I will trying to find it right now. But that was an interesting thing I saw yesterday. Kennesaw State linebacker Bryson Armstrong has totaled 314 tackles, 39.5 tackles for loss, 18.5 sacks, 6 interceptions during his Owls career, a Georgia native, several All-American and All-Conference honors. He has entered the transfer portal. Many say that he could be the best player coming out of FCS, coming into Division I football next year.
Apparently he's the best defensive player in Kennesaw State history.
Yes. So, hey.
Right down the street.
How about that guy? Look, there's guys in the transfer portal. I don't entirely know who Tennessee is going after, but I do know that they're talented players without a home right now. And I know that if Tennessee can be an attractive place to a guy who led a Power 5 team in tackles last year, then, hey, he can still be attractive to other players as well. We can still really make this defense improve throughout the offseason.
Yeah, and I think that it's good to note. You see that the coaching staff, they recognize the need for more depth and where their deficiencies are, and they're going after and trying to get guys in here. I mean, shout out to Hypo. I mean, it's one of his best gets so far in the Texas guy, and, like, maybe it doesn't stop there. Like, they understand. Need a lot of help on defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So that is a little bit on Tennessee's newest football player, Juwan Mitchell, as he is heading over to Knoxville from Austin. Hey, I'm excited for it. Banks, Mitchell, middle of the field. I can work with that. Hey, we'll be right back after this. All right, here we go, back here on the Blitz. It is May the 4th. It is Star Wars Day, coming up here at the end of the first hour. Brandon has a list, and we're going to debate the list, and we're going to pick apart the list, and we're going to see how perfect the
I
list
think it's the perfect
may
list.
Or may not be.
Oh, I think you it's think the perfect it is? List.
You think it's perfect for how many? What would you say could be the percentage of people who would also think it's perfect?
It depends on how wrinkly your brain is.
Okay.
Hey, we'll hear that coming up here after this segment right here, coming up at the end of the first hour. Brandon's official Star Wars list. See how right or wrong it may be. But in the meantime, a little bit of Tennessee notes in our Just a couple little quick stories to catch you up on here in this first hour. Number one, let's see, a little bit of basketball news as, let's see, it was Kennedy Chandler who was speaking about a lot of the best players in the country, right? So he's speaking a lot about a lot of the best high school players and where they would kind of be ending up next year and just kind of a little bit about the state of, I guess, his class. So, of course, he's mentioning all the best players, but then he gets to Tennessee commit Jamai Meshack. Here's what he had to say. He'll be with me at Tennessee, and once he gets there and starts killing, I think he'll start getting the recognition he deserves. He's going to show what he can do. The way he defends and how aggressively he plays. If you watch his highlights, you can see that he matches up with the best player on every team, and he's an amazing defender. So there you go. Small little clip of an interview about Kennedy Chandler talking about classmate Jamai Meshack coming into Tennessee next year.
Love to see it. I thought that was great. You know, like, that's already presenting to me, like, a little camaraderie, a little rapport for new teammates coming in together. I like it. Like, yay. Manifest it. Speak him up. Speak up your teammate.
Yeah, I mean, they've both been committed for a while and have really started to form that relationship and, you know, spend some time talking with each other and training with each other. And I think that Meshack is a guy that has been pretty overlooked in general by, you know, some of our fans, just on a national level. And based on what I've seen from him, the way that, you know, some others speak about him, I think that he could have more of an impact than people realize in this upcoming season.
Yeah, man, I know that we have just stupidly talented basketball players coming into this team next year, and we're going to have returning players as well. But, I mean, he could even stand out as one of, if not the best defenders in that class. I mean, Kennedy Chandler's right. You look at what he was doing, and this is a guy who also did not get to play in his senior high school season in California because California's season was closed. So there's actually a really interesting story about all these things that Jamai Meshack had to do. And the most fascinating one was that he worked out at the Darren Collison training facility for basically the entirety of the year during the pandemic, and that's how he was just, you know, continuing to evolve his skills and evolve his talents before he eventually heads over to Tennessee. So it's been a very weird road for a guy like Jamai Meshack. But again, you go back to the things when he plays a scrimmage, right? You go back to old game tape. And Kennedy Chandler is right. This is the guy that goes up against every one of their best defenders. That's a guy I could see on the Tennessee team. Rick Barnes loving on this Tennessee team. Other news away from the hardwood. Devin Hyatt.
Who that is.
Who that is.
He is the brother of Jalen Hyatt, Tennessee wide receiver. Devin Hyatt is going to get a little confusing. Two brothers.
Two brothers.
You can't do that to him. You can't do that
to him.
Great
reference. Great reference.
You killed him over
what's
there.
What's he doing?
Two brothers.
Is Devin? What's his
Devin
name?
Hyatt.
Okay, what's he doing?
He announced 13 hours ago, Brandon, that he has been re-offered by the new coaching staff at the University of Tennessee.
Okay.
So, hey, maybe Jalen's brother could be headed on down here to Knoxville sometime soon. He is a 4-star wide receiver in the class of 2023. So, unfortunately, a little bit later than maybe we wanted for an offering. But you look at this guy, and he is very, very highly rated. Very young into his career, again, from Dutch Fork High School in Irmo, South Carolina. You think it's Irmo or Irmo? I don't know. What do you want to go
tomato, with? Tomato.
What do you want to go with? Irmo or Irmo?
Irmo.
Dutch Fork High School in Irmo, South Carolina, class of 2023, 4-star ranked wide receiver, the number 2 player out of the state of South Carolina, the number 16th wide receiver in the class from 247 Sports Composite. Got a big offer list already. Florida State, Oregon, South Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Tennessee are just to name a few. So there you go. Nice little offer there from the Tennessee staff to a guy whose brother is hopefully going to be a massive producer from the wide receiver position for Tennessee this year.
Yeah, so we offered him back in 2019. I guess that would have been the Pruitt staff, and then we just offered him yesterday. Is that how that went?
That would be correct. Yes.
Yeah. Get back in the mix.
Yeah, man, and I think that Jalin Hyatt is going to be a really good player for Tennessee in the next couple years. That would be cool to get a brother coming in who, again, is very highly ranked, very talented, just able to come in and continue the streak a little bit. So hopefully things go well with Tennessee over the next couple of years, that Jalin can give a nice little report to his brother. Hopefully he's not like, hey, maybe there's other places to look at. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, I think the offense, too, will be something that would be enticing. It's going to be a receiver-friendly offense, I would imagine. So hopefully he sees that and wants to come play here.
Yeah, that's already an interesting class. You got, you know, you talk about Devin Hyatt. What do you say, number three player in the state of South Carolina?
Yeah, number two.
Yeah, all right, then you also have another guy out of Powell.
Powell?
In that same class. Yeah, Adarius Redmond.
That's right.
Number 21 player. And then also in that class.
Oh, come on.
The number one get that everybody wants, Arch Manning.
Ooh. Arch Manning is in that coveted 2023 class,
he is
huh?
Also in the 2023 class.
Wow. Five-star quarterback.
What would you do for Arch Manning?
What would you not do?
Better question.
I mean,
didn't do anything, right?
Commit minor crimes. I'm down.
Cause a social uproar. I mean, like, yeah, we'll do anything to get Arch Manning in here.
Yeah, that'd be so big. That'd just be so big for the station and for our show. It'd be huge. I would spend a night in the county jail to make our show go up to a million audience members in one show.
A night in the county jail?
The county jail.
Yeah, how long would you spend?
I ain't spending no night in jail.
How long would you spend in jail for Arch Manning to come here?
I'm not going to jail.
I'm not going to jail for Arch Manning.
The county jail.
You don't have to commit the crime, and there's nothing on your record, but... How long would you just stay there? Like, just as like a person?
I'm not.
You have to get
again. I'm not. I don't think you guys know how
jail.
From the people I've talked to, jail not fun.
Yeah, but like
jail not cool.
Football very fun.
I'm imagining like an old western.
Jail. No, not going.
Not doing
I
it.
I think I would do I at like least jail? A week.
He like
a week.
At least a week to get Arch Manning. Yeah.
Can we start a campaign where you just go to jail for a month like, for Arch Manning or something?
We can get Charlie like beyond scared straight.
Yeah. Oh man.
Look, I mean,
oh, that would be great.
Would you like, you said county jail? Would you go to the pen for a week?
A night.
A night at the pen?
One night at the pen.
Oh man.
I gotta be honest. I'm imagining like an old Western county jail. Where it's just kind of one
telling you to hold their pocket,
one little cell.
Yeah,
I'll tell them to hold my pocket.
Yeah, okay.
I'll rack up more crimes in there. Stay there for a while.
Would you go full Hayden Wallen
and drink the pee?
You're right. You can't live that down once you do it.
No, you can't.
It's just
you can't.
Be you.
He drink pee. We haven't even talked. I mean, I've been gone. I don't know if y'all talked about it, but
he drank
pee.
Go on.
Like, would you do that for Arch
Manning? Charlie would do a lot of stuff, but if Charlie ever drank pee on this show, you're done. You are out of here.
I would drink my urine for Arch Manning.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I mean, Arch
Manning. If we get Arch Manning, now you got to drink the pee. Damn it.
No,
you have to. You just said I would drink pee for Arch Manning.
Yeah, like only if it had direct causation.
What's wrong with that kid, Hayden Wallen? What's wrong with him?
Yeah, look, that's what we were saying too. There's no way that John would have done it if John would have lost.
No, John wasn't even here to make him do it.
I know. And if Brandon's right, like when Brandon just says, "Don't pull a Hayden Wallen," like we know what he's saying when he says that. That's
he drank the pee,
and he told me it didn't taste that bad.
Oh my God!
Like,
you know, the only time that it's like okay, probably again. For someone that,
survival.
Yes, Bear I was Grylls. Gonna say. As I was just about to say, like Bear Grylls. If you're out, you're starvation. Like you're dehydrated. You're out in the jungle and you have nothing to drink. Then you drink your pee for nourishment. You don't just drink it just cause though. What the hell is wrong with that kid?
Like Herm said, you don't drink to just drink it.
No, you don't.
No, I respect him for it.
No, I don't respect him. He's an idiot.
Because he was man enough to pay up his bets. He was man enough to do it.
He's just stupid.
Man run. Remember when it was time.
gentlemen, today is a good day. It's a fun day. Today is May 4th, which is May the 4th, which is May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day. Brent, I know you're a big fan. I'm a big fan. Chance is a big fan.
The only person that's not is Charlie.
It's just weird. It's just weird.
I've given it a lot of effort. I've watched him multiple times to try to like him, and I just
really
like. I respect the franchise very much and their greatness. I just
well, that's good.
That's fair.
That is fair.
So we have tasked Brandon Orick to create his definitive, no doubt, 100% money back guaranteed best Star Wars movies ever ranked list.
I feel pretty good about it.
That's what you said earlier. You feel like it could be downright perfect.
I do. How do you want me to start? You want me to start from the bottom and go up to number one?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you just doing like top five?
No, all 11 ranked.
Oh.
No, I love this.
Oh.
I love this. Let's get
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
Let's get it.
All right. Number 11.
Okay, the worst.
The Last Jedi.
Oh.
Wow.
What?
What?
Who are you? What's wrong with you?
I'm leaving.
That was my number three.
Dang. I'm going to need... Which one is that one?
What is wrong with you?
Which one's the last
Episode Jedi? 8.
Is that one of the new ones?
Yeah.
The Last Jedi is your worst?
Was that
yeah.
like the first
Who
of the new
are
ones?
You?
Brandon, have you seen pod racing? It stinks.
Well, Rick, my number 10 is Phantom Menace.
I love this list already.
I feel like you're just trolling. You're just trolling. You're just trolling.
I'm not. The Last Jedi sucked.
Brandon and I went to go see The Last Jedi together,
oh
and I remember
God.
Him hating it. So this is perfect.
Is that the one where they find old Luke Skywalker at the end?
Yeah. Well, it's the...
It went The Force Awakens, and then The Last Jedi, and then The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, so it's
okay.
the middle one here.
Yeah.
The middle of the new ones.
Okay. I love this.
That's your worst. Okay.
Okay, so we got 11 and
whatever.
Then 10 is Menace.
Number 9, Rise of Skywalker.
You're not a fan of the new ones, are you?
No.
Wow.
Okay.
They don't do anything for me.
Okay.
Whatever, dude.
Number 8.
Yep.
Solo.
Okay.
All right.
I can rock with that one. That's like the first one that I'm like,
I feel
okay,
like Solo deserves. Solo and Menace are hands down a bottom third.
So Solo at 8. Number 7, The Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
That's my favorite of the new ones.
It was very beat for beat with A New Hope.
BB-8.
Mm-hmm. You got a little BB-8 rolling around. Okay, okay.
Han Solo dies.
Hey, what if Charlie didn't know?
Dead.
He gone.
All right, number 6.
Okay.
Attack of the Clones.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, okay.
Your list is getting better now.
It is. It's getting much. It's
getting
better.
Yeah,
very
I mean, obviously. I'm working my way up.
No, I'm saying, like, your first one, they're like, you know, like, what do you say? The Last Jedi, not a lot of respect there.
Okay, so you haven't hit any of the original trilogies yet?
No.
Interesting. Some people might have A New Hope way back. Okay, keep going.
I like that one. Number, what am I on? Number 5?
Yeah.
Number 5, Star Wars, A New Hope. Number 4.
Strong.
All right.
So you have, so I'm counting 5, 6,
you're,
that's 3.
Your number one better be what I think it is.
And it, I think 5, 6, 3 and Rogue One
so
left.
The very first Star Wars ever made.
Yeah,
77.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4.
Ooh.
Number 4.
6.
Revenge of the Sith.
Ah.
Episode 3.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Episode 3 absolutely deserves to be in the top 5 of anybody's Star
prologue?
Wars movies.
What?
Like the prologue ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they made the middle 3,
mm-hmm.
then the last 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 3 before that.
Mm-hmm.
So 4, 5 and 6 came first, and then it went 1 2 3,
okay.
And then it went 7 8 9.
It's a prequel trilogy.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so you got 4 at 4 basically.
I had A New Hope at 5.
Okay.
Revenge of the Sith 4.
Number 3.
Strong.
Number 3. Return of the Jedi.
Oh, my okay. God. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Oh! So, wait. What was that one?
Number three. Return of the Jedi. All around great movie.
Oh. Great. Love,
hot Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the
you
little
got,
Ewoks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Ewoks. And then you got Luke Skywalker, bringing balance to the Force.
Oh, great, great ending.
Well, Darth Vader brings balance to the Force.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Number two.
Okay.
Rogue One.
Okay.
Wow, I thought that was going to be the number one.
Number one better be what I think it is.
I went back and forth. But
yeah.
Rogue One, very good.
You love that one, don't you?
I do.
Which one is Rogue One?
It's one of the newer movies that they made, but it's not...
it's not in the trilogy series.
Okay.
It's the one where they basically... It's the whole story about how they stole the plans to blow up the Death Star.
Oh, yeah.
And but the crazy thing is about the movie, like, it's such a standalone... Because, spoiler alert, everybody dies at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how the story went. So there's no way to continue those characters. They're all dead. It was just a one-time movie. But I think that's maybe what made it so memorable in the end.
Well, mm-hmm. to my favorite is how it ends and it flows right into A New Hope.
That's the last 2 minutes of that movie is unmatched.
Number one. Better be.
Yep.
The Empire.
Yes! My man!
Yeah.
My man.
I mean, how can you not?
I was going to walk out if it wasn't number one.
How can you not have that as the number one Star Wars movie of all time?
Chance, you seem extremely fired up about this. Empire is no doubt your favorite.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Why, though? I mean, granted, for most people it is, but why for you?
It's just like it's the action from beginning to end. Like as soon as you start, it's no slow play. It's just action from beginning to end. And it's
love it when they take down the AT-AT.
Yeah, and it kind of. I mean, you got a plot twist. Yeah, you know, you got a little romance, but it's great. It's just action packed. It's not like, you know, some of the other ones. If you're not a big Star Wars fan, you probably can't really get into it because it's slow. But this is perfect.
Yeah, this is the
best one.
Man, was this the introduction of like Lando as well in the Sky City?
Yeah.
The turn by Lando and then the other turn by Lando. There's just so many good Luke Skywalker hanging off the Sky City building and then him having to drop into the Falcon. An amazing movie.
It just feels like you just got the best out of every character too in that one.
Yeah.
Hey, which one has young Luke or he's like discovering that he's a Jedi?
That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 4.
I like that one the best.
Yeah, that's the original. Came in at number 5 on my list.
My biggest issue with your list is certainly Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Certainly
yeah.
Last
not,
Jedi.
Not a lot of respect on Last Jedi.
I thought the movie was terrible.
I go back and forth on it a lot, but even still, I feel like it's not the... I hate Phantom Menace. Like, with a burning passion. There's nothing good about it, except
Darth
for Darth Maul.
Darth Maul's cool.
Darth Maul is very cool.
He's very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
But
I would have put Last Jedi around like 6.
6? Ah!
Yeah. 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I would put it up.
Solo can get moved back. Phantom Menace, definitely the worst. Attack of the Clones stinks.
Yeah, Kylo and Luke. The end of that one.
No, Attack of the Clones is way better than Last Jedi. Last Jedi stinks.
I think I like Last Jedi better than Rise of Skywalker.
They're close. Like, I might put Last Jedi 6 or 7, and then Skywalker, no, 6 or 7 too. Like, you might can interchange them.
All right, so read out the list if you can one more time.
Last Jedi is the one where they killed Snoke, right?
Yes.
Like, see, it was just pointless. Like, he was pointless.
Well, they had director issues.
And then they had that stupid fight scene in that little room with those guys in the red.
No, that's a cool fight scene.
It's not, though.
Oh, no.
The Obi-Wan versus Darth Maul is way cooler than that.
All right, which one are we going to watch tonight?
Empire Strikes Back.
All right. Empire Strikes Back. That's a good one. Star Wars trivia tonight, man.
All right, so one more time.
Yes,
just for posterity.
Hit
number
it.
11, The Last Jedi, Phantom Menace, Rise of Skywalker, Solo, The Force Awakens, Attack of the Clones. At number 5, Revenge of the Sith, 4, Star Wars, A New Hope, Return of the Jedi, Rogue One, Empire Strikes Back.
Happy Star Wars Day.